Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he does the works. Believe in me, that I am the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. The words of John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 15. Good day, my friends. This is Minister Carey with Keys to Life Ministries. And I would like to speak to you today just to calm your hearts, because there's a lot going on around the world. You know, I belong to a number of online forums where they're bringing daily, if not hourly, news regarding everything that's happening around the world. In the church, outside of the church, in the world, in the homes, college campuses, cities, military action, riots, revolts, revolutions. There's so much going on. But most of that, friends, is nothing but a distraction. If you take your eyes off the Lord and you put your eyes on what's going on around you, you will definitely lose your focus. And we encourage you not to allow what's going on in your surroundings to not only occupy most of your time and your thoughts, but distract you from knowing the truth about what's really going on around you. You know, to be honest, friends, there's a lot going on around you that you can't even see. There's so much happening that's being perpetuated by the prince of the power of the air. Some of these things we don't even see. There are powers in the heavenlies, and the Lord told us the powers of the heavens would be shaken. And so a lot of the struggles or the tug of wars that we're dealing with are not really physical, but some are supernatural, and you have to agree with that. There's nothing too far fetched that makes that thought an impossibility. The likelihood that we are in a spiritual struggle with the forces of evil, those who would tug after our souls in order to persuade us to go down the wrong path, to grab hold of the reins of unrighteousness, to encourage us to do those things which are unseemly. But we, as members of the household of faith, we are to know that these are the tactics that will be deployed in order to distract us, which is one of the reasons why Jesus said, "Let no man deceive you." Because everything that's happening around you, friends, it's all deception. It's all like the shell game, or like the magic of a magician in order to challenge your thoughts regarding what should be the truth of what you saw versus the lie that he presented by the ability to switch hands and deceive you. And that's all the devil wants to do, is just deceive you, friends. There's so much deception and corruption, even in the church. It is a stain on our moral record as the people of God, the civilization, the social standards of the human family that have been polluted. And we are so far away from being what God intended as members of his society, followers of the Son of God. Our lifestyles, our habits, our desires, some of them are not in line at all with what God would want for us or desire for us, but we go after those things anyway. And we make our own lives a difficult place to live. Our own decisions, our appetites, those things that we believe that will make us feel better if we were able to have it, and that has to do with a person, a thing, or even a goal. And that thing could be the furthest thing from the truth of what God would really love for you to have in order for you to find divine purpose for living. It's all about faith, friends. And outside of that, you've got nothing to look forward to. We have hope, we have faith, and we believe. We believe that God is love, and we believe that we are loved by God. It's not because we love him, it's because he first loved us. And so what's happening over in the Ukraine, and what's happening with the face-off between Russia and NATO, the U.S. over in Syria, and what's happening in the South China Sea, what's happening here in the United States with this situation that we're dealing with, the outgoing administration, the people of Venezuela are just, now they're trying to get away from the country on boats with their families because they haven't eaten in days, weeks, some of them. We have the recent hurricane that hit Haiti and distinguished almost 1,000 lives in an instant. There's just so much going on. We have the wildfires in California. In fact, we had wildfires here in North Georgia, South Carolina, and All of Atlanta was covered with smoke for days, I think for weeks, from the fires in the north. And you have the fires out in Israel right now that seem to be biblical. You have India and Pakistan engaged in some pretty serious cross-border face-offs between the militaries, and there have been some casualties and numbers that are not small. And that's very concerning, considering that both of those are nuclear powers. You have the Russians moving their forces into the borders of Estonia, Lithuania, Ukraine. Looks like they're poisoned. They're poised for a full invasion of Ukraine. It's just a mess, friends. But it's all a distraction. It's all a deception. So don't worry about what you see going on around you. Keep your eyes and your thoughts on Christ. Believe that he's coming to return to take you home. And he said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draweth nigh. And so we're not supposed to be downcast and looking at the ground and looking at everything that's going on around us and paying attention to when that actually introduces fear and trepidation. No, friends. We lift up our heads and know that Jesus is coming soon. You've got the astronomers and NASA and on a number of countries lining up and telling their citizens to prepare for the worst and to acquire non-perishable food and stock up on water and supplies. Well, what is that all about? That's because they know that something's coming. Now, whether that's going to be a thermonuclear standoff between nations, or there's so much talk about the scientists at NASA and scientists globally from other nations that are actually guaranteeing us that we are going to be hit. There's so much talk about us being hit by asteroids now. I remember in the 90s, we talked a lot about meteors. Now it's asteroids. Now it's not so much as a small rock, but a huge bed of rock that has the potential to take out an entire country, let alone being large enough to trigger a global cataclysmic event. There's a lot of talk surrounding that these days. And I, too, sometimes allow myself to get caught up, because there's so many different postings and there's so many different uploads and there's so many different videos of two suns in the sky over Russia, China. There's videos of people capturing a sight of a blue planetoid object that everyone's referring to as Nibiru. Some people referring to as Planet X. Some people referring to as the planet of the gods returning. And then there's those who are forecasting that there is a solar system rolling into our solar system, and there could be a collision between the Earth and another planetoid object, which happens to be 5 times the mass of Earth and will destroy the Earth. Well, friends, I don't know if any of that's going to happen. I have no idea. The only thing that matters The only truth that carries any weight is that the Lord Jesus said, I am going to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And those words alone inspire me to look up, lift up my head, for my redemption draweth nigh, and so does yours. None of us are going to get out of this easily. There's not going to be an escape route. And the only escape route that makes any sense whatsoever is that if any of this happens, the Lord will come before it and he will gather his people from the four winds of heaven to the other, and he will get us out of this mess. So the question is, are you saved? Are you ready? Are you prepared for the Lord's return, friends? I sure do hope so. And I pray that you are. Because actually, friends, there's no other way. And that is the reason why the Lord Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So the only way you're going to preserve your life is to believe the truth that I am the way, the Lord Jesus Christ. He saves, and he came here to save, and he's still saving today. If you will only open up your heart and accept him, ask him to come into your heart, forgive you of your sins, friends. Set your feet on the solid foundation and point you into the correct path. And you stay on that path of life, even if it's lonely and you have to walk that path all alone. You stay on that path. Don't turn left, don't turn right. Just keep going straight. Follow the light, friends. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. You follow after the light of God, and you allow yourself to just rest in the love of God. And I guarantee you, when you reach the other side of eternity, you will be so happy that you made the decision for Christ. This is Minister Carey with Keys to Life Ministries. And we are motivated just to keep your eyes on the prize, and don't get distracted, and don't let anything down here instill any type of fear. For God said, I have not given you a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, and a spirit of love. And I didn't make you crazy. I gave you a sound mind. That's what God gave us. And with all the struggles, Peter said, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Just resist, friends. In the name of Jesus, resist temptation. Stay on the road that leads to life and peace, to the straight gate that very few can find. And I understand it's going to be a lonely journey. And some of us are on that lonely journey, and we may have a spouse. But you're trying to make it to heaven, and don't you forfeit that for anyone else. And I thank you for being a listener and a contributor to Keys to Life Ministries, because we're here for you. And I think that you can probably tell that we're struggling with this message because we feel so much for you and we know what you're going through. We're not exempt, friends. We're going through the same daily struggles, difficult times. We just need to do what we can to help each other. And we're helping ourselves by helping you to stay encouraged. And that's what we're supposed to do for each other. We have a need to pray for one another. And we're praying for you. We're praying that God will keep his arms around you, that he will shield you and protect you, that he will provide for you, and that he will be your Lord, your Christ, and that you will believe that Jesus saves. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would bless our friends, our listeners. We pray that you would keep our minds on Christ and not be distracted. Help us to stay focused, Heavenly Father. Keep our roads, our feet on the roads to redemption. And help us in these difficult times, Lord, to stay encouraged. Please pray for us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.